If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Climadial, powered by Wellwood Communications. Well, the players are back and we're days from the first game and excitement is building ahead of another new season. Brayhead Clan are in action this weekend in the Aladdin Cup. They go to Nottingham Panthers on Saturday before travelling to Cardiff Devils on Sunday for the annual pre-season event. I'm delighted to say the player assistant coach Brendan Brooks joins me on the line to update us on what's been happening around the club and look ahead to this weekend's two games.
Firstly, Brendan, how does it feel to be back in Glasgow and part of Brayhead Clan again?
It's great. Like I said, this is where I started in the UK, and I've really liked it, and I'm so glad to be back.
Now, the guys have arrived. The club have been posting out all sorts of tweets and social media posts revealing their arrival, including yourself. And the coach has been putting them through their paces. What's your first impressions of what you've seen of the guys so far?
We look good, you know. Everyone's working so hard. You know, we're having a tough training camp, and it's been very professional, and everybody's working really hard, and it's been great.
And how are you finding working with John Tripp as well?
He's good. He's very professional. He demands a lot out of you, but that's the way it should be. And I think him and I have a great relationship, and I'm going to look forward to the year with him.
I think we spoke before when when it was first came out that you were coming back to the club about, you know, having the same kind of ideals in terms of how the game's played. Are you finding that more and more, the more conversations you have with him?
Yeah, you know, he believes in, you know, fitness and conditioning, and you need to do that nowadays to compete. You got to be able to play 60 minutes.
Now, we'll look ahead to the games coming up this weekend in a minute or two, but we'll get the elephant in the room out of the way first. There is, of course, the issue that the playing positions are still some up for grabs there at the moment. Can you tell us anything about the player recruitment side, what's been happening with that?
Yeah, you know, I know we have some contracts out there. But like I said before, you know, this is not something you rush. You want to make sure you get the right guys. And, you know, John knows exactly what he's looking for and the type of player he wants. So he's not going to just grab somebody just to fill a spot. And I think it's going to pay off in the end.
Now, the first two games come up this weekend. It's off to Nottingham and Cardiff in the Aladdin Cup. And they're two very stern tests, of course. They're in preparation for the Champions Hockey League. So just how tough are these games for you?
They're going to be tough, you know, because we're going to be a little shorthanded. But, you know, this is a time for us to continue to make sure we're in the best shape by the time the season starts, work on some systems. And, you know, we're going to be shorthanded, and we're going to have to really compete. So there's going to be a lot of ice time for guys. And, you know, we just got to go out there. It doesn't matter what happens. It's just about getting ready for this regular season.
When you look at both teams compared to how they did last year, do you think they've improved?
Which teams are you talking about? Nottingham or
the Panthers and the Devils, the two of them?
It's hard to say, you know. I haven't really seen much about them, but you know, they always put a good team together. So obviously I think the league has gotten better every year, so it'll be tougher every game, and we're going to have to be able to show up every night to give a chance to win.
Now, these two games, as I say, they're in the Aladdin Cup, so there's a trophy at stake. But how important is the scores from these two games, or is it more about building fitness?
Oh, it's totally about, you know, building fitness and getting ready for the start of the season. You know, we're not going to have a full lineup. We're still waiting for guys to come in on their visas, and We're going to be a little shorthanded, so it's totally going to be about getting ready for the regular season. If we win it, that's great, but as long as we're coming out competing and working hard and trying to get our systems in order, I think it'll be a successful weekend no matter what.
And of course, a week later, you're back home, the two games against Leuven and Frankfurt to look forward to. On a personal note for you, how good will it be to be back in front of the Purple Army?
It'll be great. They've always treated me really well. Even when I left, I had a lot of support from them, and to be able to be back on this side and have that support is it's going to be great. It's a great place to play, and I'm excited to be back.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.